Good morning. If you're looking for a snappy, funny, quick boo in order to sustain your good humour for the rest of the day and to amuse you, then please stop listening now. This one is going to be convoluted, complicated, and I'm not sure out at the end of it whether anything that I will have said will even make sense to myself. But I'm going to have a go at doing something very complicated, so please turn off now if you prefer something simple. Okay, well, here's the, thank you very much, if there's anybody there for tuning into this. Okay, this is going to be all about how you sign off an audio boo, how you finish your audio boos, the way you end your contribution in the public arena. And the background to this is that I first became aware of this being an issue when I first experienced Pilgrim Chris signing off his audio boos with a phrase that he used many, many times called, "And if applicable, God bless." And this caused me to brood a lot, think a lot. It even caused me in a private message with Chris, or to Chris, to say something to him about it, which shall remain a private matter between me and Chris. But this part is totally in the public arena, what comes next, which is that there is a complexity involved in how you finish your audiobook. If there are two possible competing purposes in the ending, I mean, there are three possibilities. One is you never gave a moment's thought to how you end your audio boos, and they're a complete random, thing that's completely out of your control. But so let's leave that option aside for the moment. I mean, that is a way of ending the audio boo. You don't give any more thought to it, and, that's the end of that. But there, if you give some thought to it, there are two endings to it, I think. One is that you end in a way that will please your audience. In your imagination. In other words, you think, all these people are listening to me and I want to leave them with something which shows them that I am in an empathetic, imaginative, empathetic relationship with them. In other words, that I have them in mind and I've given particular thought and consideration to it. And when Pilgrim Chris ends his audio boo, or ended his audio boos, and he does it very often, where he says, "And if applicable, God bless." In a way, that is what I mean. He's actually showing that if he ended it with "God bless," it would be a different thing. But if he ends it with "if applicable, God bless," it means that by implication it is, I realize that not everybody believes in a God or even in the God that I believe in. But if we are actually under the same flag of, both believing in a God and or even holding a God in esteem, then I mean, God bless you. And that's a really thoughtful, considerate point for those who do not believe in God. In other words, there are people for whom God bless is not applicable, and they can say, "Oh, Chris has thought of me," right? And that's a good example. I mean, I won't bother trying to find others. I mean, there is a way in which, people have different styles of signing off. And that's one genre is, I call it, the Pilgrim Chris genre. And it's the signing off with a particular form of empathy. Okay, some would say that's the end of the matter. But as we know, that isn't the end of the matter. Because the alternative way of ending is the kind of, what I'll call the kind of broadcast, me. I'm going to sign off all of my audio boos in my style. Now, the worst connotation of this, or the worst experience of this, is I think the idea that if done really, really badly, it can give an impression that, look, I'm so much up my own arse that I'm even publicizing myself by my ending. You know, if you haven't got the message that me is the most important person in the world to me, and I hope to you, then my ending is going to tell you that, you know. So, in that sense, the ending is almost like a, you know, form of advertising. Okay, that appears to have damned that option, but let me try to turn that in its head then and say, supposing the ending is deeply authentic, and it's actually a sort of opening up of oneself to the other people. It's an acceptance of the diversity of the world as it is, and it's making no attempt to ingratiate myself with other people. It's basically another example of laying bare my soul. So I basically have an ending which is personal to me. It actually, you know, the difference, it's personal, but it's different from Pilgrim Chris in the sense that Pilgrim Chris's ending makes everybody aware that there is diversity, and it's superb in that respect. The other side is a form of ending which doesn't say there is diversity, but actually contributes to the diversity by being clearly personal and. You know, an ending which is unlike anybody else's ending. Now, this is where I felt I might stumble over myself, because clearly Pilgrim Chris's ending is unique. Never heard anybody do it before, doubt anybody ever will. If anything, it might turn out to be a little bit of like a phrase that Top Gold uses on Audioboo, which is, I'm Top Gold on all good social networks. Not on all social networks, but on all good social networks. So, that's a really terribly characteristic one. But the difference between the Top Gold ending of, you know, I'm Top Gold on all good social networks is that it is self-publicity. It does have a uniqueness to its expression that makes everybody aware that it's been Top Gold. And people now go around saying, oh, we're listening to a boo from Bernie Goldbag, Top Gold on all good social networks, and they've kind of adopted it, you know? And you never know, at some stage in the future, you know, people might be saying, I was interacting yesterday with McColgan, you know, of the McColgan button fame, but that wouldn't be quite the same thing. It would be as if, you know, if McColgan started to actually really own that phrase, is the McColgan button. And apologies to all who haven't a clue what I'm talking about in relation to this particular aspect of it, but I did promise, I do promise that I'm not sure what I'm really saying. So what am I getting at? I'm getting at my purpose is very obvious, I think, to me. My purpose is I want to raise awareness of the value of a good ending. And a good ending is a memorable ending. And a good ending isn't a form of words. A good ending is an experience in the imagination of the listener. That's what a good ending is. It's also, an ending is a good experience in the imagination of the person making the audiobook, because nothing will leave me feeling better about my audiobook than if I give it a good ending. And that means one that is deeply resonant with who I am, what my purpose in life is, you know, what legacy I wish to leave behind. So, who I am, what my purpose in life is, and the legacy I hope to leave behind. I mean, you can scoop them all up into, you know, the meaning of me. The meaning of me is who I am, the purpose of my life, and the legacy I hope to leave behind. There's a fourth one, which is the who I am for others, the purpose I serve in other people's lives, and the legacy other people perceive me for left. And of course this gets, you know, into something very tricky. Okay, I'm just going to stop there. I have yet to listen to anybody's audioboo about how best to end an audioboo.
I'm actually, you know, I have experienced many endings. In fact, how many audiobooks have I listened to in my entire life? How many? I think I'm now on to nine. How many did I think? I just got to count for a second. I think I'm 9,998 audiobooks I've listened to in my life, right? That's how many I've listened to. So, there we are. Yeah, of course, having brought up the question of how to, of endings and being conscious of it, I now feel, you know, all ears, including my own, are on how to end this one. And then it gets really tricky. Do I end with a brackets call to action? You know, please let me know what you think in response to this. Please let me know what you think of the way in which I end my audio booze. In other words, please do something. Or secondly, thanks ever so much for listening this far. I'm very grateful to you. I'm, you know, deeply touched and honoured that you would have, you know, applied this much of your unique attention. Let me see. Another way is, look, if you do, well, this is a kind of call to action, if you like. Let me highly recommend Pilgrim Chris as a great guy to listen to, especially if you don't get, if you listen to a lot more than one, you listen to a good sample, so that, because he isn't entirely the same person in every audiobook, and neither is McColgan or anybody else, Chris Reed, or, you know, and Daylight Gambler, you know, here I could say, look, tune into Daylight Gambler, he's just a phenomenal guy, and, but that's another way to end. The other way to end is to say, goodbye. But the other way, of course, is we can do a kind of a, almost like a MC Fontaine ending, a proper professional audio wrangler ending. And the proper professional audio wrangler ending ends the way it has begun. In other words, with a proper musical intro. A bookcase ending. So, you know, that is almost like what I would call the branded ending. Which, to be anyway impressive, has to go together with a beginning. And if you were going to do it really nicely, you'd have a beginning and a middle and an end if you were doing long audiobooks like this. I am, just to clarify what I'm doing, I'm shaving. And I've got so much shaving cream on my hands that I'm not any good at Siri on the Apple system. So I wish I could tell the audio boo app to turn off and stop and say goodbye to these poor people, because so I don't think anything, well, I've no idea what's going to happen between now and the time I get my hand cleaned up of shaving cream. But if I don't get the shaving cream off, I have a porous iPhone, you know. I need special protection from shaving cream, because as a tiny number of people know, I've got the most cracked iPhone screen in the world. In fact, you know, I defy anyone to have a more cracked one than me. Anyway, I need a new phone. That's another story. Okay, folks, look, if applicable, have a good day. Whatever you do, tune in to the dual polarities on Audioboo. Dolores in London, and Pilgrim Chris, who's somewhere in South Derbyshire. Let me, from the bottom of my neck, where I'm just wiping off the Gillette phone, and cleaning out the foam from the ears. Thank you, sincerely, thank you. And finally, be the change agent within. Be the change you want to bring about. Lead the way by being there in front of everybody else.